This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran's foreign ministry has rejected calls for restraint in its response to the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran last month, saying the pleas from France, Germany, and Britain lack political logic and contradict principles of international law. The three European countries issued a statement Monday calling on Iran and its allies to refrain from attacks against Israel. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani said the statement from the three European nations impudently requires Iran not respond to what it called a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Iran's president also said Monday it has a right to retaliate against Israel over the killing of Hamas official Ismail Haniyeh, and retaliation would discourage future aggression. Meanwhile, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby warned Israel and its allies must be prepared for an attack from Iran as soon as this week.
It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like. But we have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
A ship in the Red Sea has been targeted in a third attack from suspected Houthi rebels in their campaign of assaults over the Israel-Hamas war. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The attacks come as the Yemeni rebels' main sponsor weighs possible retaliation against Israel over the assassination of a Hamas official in July, which has renewed fears of a wider regional war in the Middle East. The ship was first attacked around 70 miles south of the Houthi-held port city of Hodeidah. British officials say a second blast followed, and a third happened hours later, about 110 miles northwest of Hodeidah. A private security firm said the same ship was targeted in all three attacks. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Monday defended the country's shock incursion into Russia's northeastern Kursk region. During his nicely addressed Wednesday, he described the incursion as a national security issue, saying Russian forces had launched numerous strikes from Kursk on Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, which borders Kursk. Ukraine's top military commander said his forces now control 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. During a visit to Kyiv Monday, U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal praised Ukraine's incursion into Russia's Kursk region. During a meeting with Zelensky, Graham called the incursion into Russia bold and brilliant.
I'm so proud of you, your people, your military, your leadership, your country. You're under siege unlike anything I've seen in my lifetime. They were predicting in Washington that Kyiv would fall in 4 days, the whole country fall in 3 weeks. Well, they were wrong.
The senators were visiting Zelensky in Kyiv as part of a U.S. bipartisan congressional delegation. They announced proposed legislation called Stand by Ukraine, which would codify U.S. support for Ukraine. Firefighters in Greece are battling scattered wildfires, and a drop in winds has offered them hope of bringing the blazes under control after they burned into the northern suburbs of Athens, triggering evacuations and leaving at least one person dead. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
In Anopatima, a northern suburb of Athens, emergency workers began cutting burnt trees as part of a cleanup operation. Fire authorities said the wildfire had scattered from one single big blaze to many active localized blazes. Fire crews worked frantically to take advantage of a drop in winds to extinguish the fires before the wind was expected to pick up. Greek firefighters are expected to be boosted by forces from other countries after Athens sought international assistance, activating Europe's mutual civil protection mechanism. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new study published Monday based on data collected from NASA's Mars InSight lander suggests an immense reservoir of liquid water may lie deep under the surface of Mars. The reservoir, located about 11.5 to 20 kilometers below the Martian surface within fractured igneous rocks, could hold enough water to fill an ocean that would cover the entire surface of Mars. The study said liquid water far below the surface of the fourth planet potentially offers conditions favorable to sustain microbial life. University of California researcher Vashon Wright told the Associated Press more about why the discovery is so important.
Water affects just about everything about a planet's evolution. In Mars, we get to see a water cycle without humans. We know that water is a key ingredient for life as we know it, and it means that it's potentially habitable.
The InSight lander has been on the Red Planet since 2018. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.